This is Plantorama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. I'm Jeff Wickman. Seed saving is a way to enjoy gardening at a minimal cost. Wildcat Extension District horticulture agent Jesse Gilmore says that most plants produce seeds that can be saved from 1 year to the next by following five primary steps.
So step number one is to plan your garden. And anytime I am telling someone how to go about designing a garden, I always tell them your number one priority needs to be grow what you enjoy eating. If you enjoy eating the plants that you grow, you are more likely to enjoy saving the seeds as well. And you are more likely to use the seeds once you do save them. Step number two, control pollination. So pollination is the sexual reproduction between two gametes to form an embryo. So to get true to type seed, which is the type of seed that will display the characteristics of the parent plant, you need the two gametes to be as close genetically as possible. And if you can get them to be of the same variety, you are going to be much closer to that homogeneous chromosome set than if you were, for example, combining two different varieties of the same species together. Your third step is going to be harvesting the seeds once they are ready for harvesting. So when you are choosing plants that you want to produce seed for next year, it pays to think like a plant breeder. You want to select plants for the seed production that are exhibiting the best characteristics for your specific site. If you're wanting tall plants or short plants, if you don't have a ton of space, and you have smaller plants, for example, melons or zucchini that stay more compact, that would definitely be a characteristic to select for. So you would look at your plants, you would pick the ones that have the smallest size or the biggest fruit, and you would let those go to seed. And that's going to look a little bit different depending on what species of plant you are trying to grow. But in most cases, market maturity or when you would harvest in order to eat the vegetable, that is not going to be adequate for seed maturity. Your fourth step, I've kind of combined two mini steps into one step here, processing the seeds and drying them. Some seeds will actually dry themselves while still on the plant. This is where beans and peas come into play as some of the easiest because you just leave them on the plant until the pod cracks in your hand and until you cannot dent the seed with your fingernail anymore. At that point, they will be hard enough to put into storage. Seeds absolutely must be dried before storage. If not, and moisture is included in with the seeds, you are going to potentially introduce mold into the seeds, at which point you would likely need to toss the entire amount of seeds that you have saved, or potentially the seeds will germinate early in the place that you are storing them. Wet seeds will need extra processing. Tomato seeds in particular are ones that will need a little bit of fermentation in order to remove the gel from around the seeds that protect the seed from accidentally sprouting while inside the fruit. That is just one way that plants preserve as many seeds as possible until the right time to send them out into the world and hopefully have them all germinate. Step five, the last step, storing the seeds. You're going to need a cool, dark, and dry location. Artificial light is typically okay, like in a refrigerator, but sunlight is a no-no. And the reason for that is that some seeds will break dormancy when exposed to sunlight. Basements are typically optimal because they don't allow a ton of sunlight in. When you store them, mason jars are my go-to for storing, but you can store them in plastic bags as well. Opaque envelopes are typically better than plastic bags because you are less likely to let sunlight in. In any case, whatever you put the seeds in, you want to label the seeds with the variety that you have and the date that you harvested them. When you buy seeds from garden centers or nurseries, almost all of the time they will come with an expiration date on the package. That is more for labeling requirements than it is a good indicator of how long the seeds will last. Seeds last longer than their expiration date quite often when they are in the right environment for storage. So you don't necessarily need to rush to use all of the seeds that you harvested in the next year.
That's Wildcat Extension District Horticulture Agent Jesse Gilmore with the five steps for seed saving. Plantorama is produced by K-State Research and Extension. This is the K-State Radio Network.